Murray Olds joining us in the studio. Murray, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Good morning to you, Mitch.
Now, you are our resident dad here on 2SER Breakfast. Come in every week at this time to share some dad gags. Before we get there, because you are the resident dad on Breakfast, I wanted to get your read on the situation. A bit of fatherly advice time sort of thing.
What's happening in your household?
Nothing bad. Nothing bad. It has to do with my household, though.
Righto.
So, as you know, I live in a flat. Yes. And so, you know, it's run by strata.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who's, you know, in charge of, you know, the maintenance of the building and that sort of stuff. You know, he puts up signs, he fixes things, that sort of stuff.
Does he live there?
He's a resident. He's a resident.
So he's taken on himself to be the boss cocky.
Yeah, the resident hero. And one of his favourite jobs is to wash out the bins, which is an important job. You know, he's out there. Your bins get pretty filthy and sneaky and that sort of stuff. So he's out there most Saturday and Sunday mornings, you know, washing out the bins and that
sort
of stuff.
Come around to my joint if he likes.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he'll make himself available. The problem with our street, though, it's a cul-de-sac, right? Yep. And when he's washing the bins, he's quite vigorous with the sort of hose stuff.
Right.
And I don't want to use the word careless, but...
Vigorous is better.
Vigorous is better, right? Uh-huh. So he's all... I've seen him a few times sort of... with the hose, you know, ricochets off the bin and hits someone's car or something like that, which is fine, right? But one day I was driving down our street, Murray, and I went around the cul-de-sac and came back around at front of our building, and I had the window down, right?
I can see what's happening, so I'm just kind of driving down there,
and all of a sudden I get hit in the face with this stream of water, and I'm like, what the hell was that? And sort of hit the brakes, and, you know, nothing happened, but it's just like, that's pretty dangerous, right? And so... I was with my wife at the time and just said, you know...
I'd make her drive next time.
Yeah, she's like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to say anything? I'm just like, I don't know if I can because this guy's, he's King Cocky. He's big wig of the strata building.
How long you known him?
I don't know. Not that
You know, well. Is it first name basis? G'day,
no,
Bill. G'day.
No. Like, we say hello sometimes, but sometimes he blanks me, like when we're walking down, we pass each other in the street.
You're a target.
What did I do? And then I'm thinking of all these, like, revenge schemes.
How old is he?
Oh, he's in, probably in his 50s or something like that.
You make it sound really old.
No. Older than me. So I don't know, should I have said something? Am I a bit of a wuss for not saying anything? Or what do you think?
Is the bride saying got a man up to the
squirter? No. She's just like, oh, that's pretty dangerous. I could have hit another car or even a kid on the street, you know, for being potentially blinded from garbage juice.
So, okay. Oh.
So right. What would you have done is my question. What's your fatherly advice this morning?
I would have stopped the car, would have gone to see him and made a bit of a gag about it. Wow, I thought you were cleaning a bin out. You just about knocked my head off. Is it quite high pressure? Is it like a gurney? Or is it just a hose?
I guess it's just a high-powered hose, we'll put it.
I mean, the gurney would have knocked your ear off the side of your head. I mean, I've got a good gurney. You can hear it three suburbs away.
Went through my brain, maybe.
Apart from getting your bride to drive next time, I would just go and see him and say, you know what, can I give you a hand with this? And maybe demonstrate perhaps a more productive and perhaps more amenable way in terms of the environment, in terms of scouring out the... He doesn't do it every week, does he? How dirty are your bins?
I'm pretty sure it's every week, yeah.
And so he's a wee bit anal, is he?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's quite proud of his workers too, which is fine.
You know what? You give him a rap and then you say... But I just want to let you know, a few people, and don't let on it's you,
no.
Say, look, a few people, I have just overheard a few people saying they're not too keen on the way you're doing it.
Yeah.
And maybe if you just wanted to maybe tone down the hosage and perhaps not be so vigorous.
Okay.
Blame someone else.
Okay, yeah, of course.
But then slip in the fact you're being a bit of a goober about it.
Right.
You knocked my head off the other day. I nearly had an accident and ran over 7 children. Do it again and I'm going to jam the hose right where the bloody sun doesn't shine.
So approach
whatever your name is.
Approach like a gentleman is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make up lies about your neighbours.
That's the adult way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Make up lies.
Well, like a politician.
Well, but we are led by people who do the same thing.
All right.
Thank you. And you're going to finish this with a bit of a gag.
Look, I've got a gag this morning. This is a story about Bruce, the world's most decorated rooster.
Okay.
Bruce. Maybe your bloke's name is Bruce.
Maybe.
Sarah is in the fertilised egg business. She's got hundreds of young pullets and 10 roosters to fertilise the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sarah keeps records, and any rooster who fails to perform ends up as a winner-winner chicken dinner.
Yep.
Now, look, it took a long time to see which roosters are performing, so she's come up with an idea. What about putting bells on the roosters? Each bell has a different tone, so she can sit inside, have a cup of tea, and tell from a distance which roosters are performing and which roosters aren't.
Gotcha.
Sarah's favourite is this tough old bird called Bruce. But one morning, she can't hear his bell ringing. She thinks he might have suffered a heart attack, so she runs out to the yard to investigate. There's all the other roosters all running around with the bells going ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, going off at deluxe. But the pullets are running for cover every time they hear these roosters coming for them. They can hear the bells ringing.
Right.
Sarah's looking, and there's old Bruce over in the corner. He's much smarter. Sarah's amazed. Bruce is stalking up behind the pullets with his bell in his beak.
Ooh.
The bell's not ringing. He's sneaking up on the pullets, doing the business, moving on to the next one.
Uh-huh.
One pullet after the other. Boom, boom, boom. Sarah's so proud of Bruce, he's just knocked her out. So she takes him along to the Royal Easter Show in Sydney.
Okay.
And don't the judges love him? He was given the blue ribbon for best in show, plus the Nobel Peace Prize and the Pulitzer Prize as well.
Ah, yes.
And the moral of the story? Bruce is a politician in the making. Who else can win two of the world's most coveted awards by being the best at sneaking up on the unsuspecting populace and screwing them for not paying attention?
There it is. A wonderful long-form rooster gag for your Wednesday morning. Thank you very much, Murray Olds.
Pleasure to be on, mate.